We welcome you all to our temple for this Sunday love feast. Many of you, I'm sure, had been coming here quite frequently, and you all are familiar with this program. Actually, every Sunday in all our temples around the world, we have this program. We invite people to come and we offer them the mercy of the Lord in the form of Krishna Prasad, and we offer them the love of Godhead. Actually, in the Western countries, there is no scarcity of food. Actually, in this world in general, there is no scarcity of food. So the offering food part is not the most important aspect of this program. But of course, one aspect of this food distribution or prasadam is that you get a very special Indian vegetarian food, which you don't get anywhere else. There may be some Indian restaurants, but you don't get this kind of food, which is a very special food. It is not only Indian vegetarian food, but it is the mercy of the Lord. This food is actually the manifestation of the Lord's mercy. Whatever we cook in this temple, we offer it to the Lord with the understanding that this food actually has been given by the Lord. Everything that we receive in this world is a token of the Lord's mercy. When you consider food, one may think that he bought the food from the supermarket or a grocery, but actually the food comes as the mercy of the Lord. The grains, the fruits, the nuts, all the food that we get has been arranged by the Lord. The Lord, like a caring, loving father, is aware of everyone's need. And he knows that we need food for our survival. So he has given the food in the form of grain, in the form of fruits, in the form of vegetables, in the form of nuts, in the form of milk. And we can see that even before one is born, the Lord actually makes arrangement for his food. We see that as soon as the child is born, the mother's breasts become filled with milk. Now, who made this arrangement? The child, the newborn baby, cannot actually take anything else. The newborn baby cannot even take cow's milk or any other milk. The newborn baby's only food is mother's milk. Now, who made this arrangement? In today's world, people don't want to believe in God, but when we think about it a little deeply, we can see that not only God is there, but God is actually taking care of us at every moment. He is taking care of all our needs. So in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes care of all our needs, and we simply want to recognize His mercy, and we want to express our gratitude, and we do that by offering whatever we received from the Lord back to the Lord. The food came from the Lord, so we offer it back to the Lord. We cook some delicious offerings, and then we offer it to the Lord, and we pray to Him, "My Lord, please accept it." The Lord actually doesn't need anything from us. He has everything. He is actually feeding the entire creation, feeding the entire universe. Every single living entity is being maintained and being protected by Him. So He doesn't really need anything. But when we offer it to Him, then He feels happy. It is like a child got some money from his father, and with the money he bought a chocolate. And he takes the chocolate and offers it to his father. Says, "Father, I got this chocolate, please take it." How will the father feel? The father doesn't need the chocolate. And it's with the father's money that the child bought the chocolate. But when he offers it to the father's heart becomes filled with affection. Similarly, when we express our love for the Lord in this way, by offering whatever we actually got from Him, then He feels very happy. His heart becomes filled with affection for us. And this is the loving reciprocation that takes place between the Lord and His devotees. Actually, all of us are meant to be, supposed to be, His devotees. Devotee means one who loves God. Actually, all of us feel the need for love. We need to love somebody. And we need to be loved by somebody. In this world, I think that is the most intense craving that everyone has. Everyone wants to love somebody, and everyone wants to be loved by somebody. But unfortunately, in this world, no one really knows what love is. Everybody needs love, everybody wants love, everybody wants to love, but they do not know what love is. And that is the supreme irony of this material existence. Actually, love is the word which is most commonly used, but no one knows the meaning of this word. But when we get to the spiritual platform, then you get to realize that love is our heart's spontaneous craving to become united with the Lord. The word love is synonymous, or the word love, or the expression love, is meant only for the Lord. So when we offer our love, actually every heart has love. Even a lion has love, a ferocious, deadly animal. But the lion feels love for its babies, cubs. Even a snake has love for its offspring. I mean, every heart has love. But no one really knows where that love should be imposed, where that love should be offered. And that love is actually exclusively meant for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, we try to offer our love to different other objects, but our heart doesn't become satisfied. A young boy falls in love with a young girl. He thinks that without her he cannot survive. But after a few weeks, they start to fight like cats and dogs. They can't stand each other's guts. So that is what this loving relationships are like in this world. Therefore, in the West we see people ultimately fall in love with their dogs. Because a dog is a man's best friend. His wife left him, his children left him, his boss whom where he worked for 30-40 years kicked him out of the job. So he is disappointed, he is frustrated in every sphere. The only one who did not betray him is his dog. So he is in love with his dog. And he says the dog is a man's best friend. But little does he know that it's not the dog that is a man's best friend, but it is God that is man's best friend. And his love should actually be offered to him. And when we offer our love to the Lord, then automatically our hearts become filled with joy. Our hearts become fully satisfied. We realize finally that this is what we were actually hankering for. And the Lord actually reciprocates. When we love Him, He reciprocates. He is actually loving, He is expressing His love for us at every moment. Everything that we need is actually coming from Him. But it is unfortunate for us that we are not aware of it, we are not recognizing it. But when we begin to love Him, when we begin to get to know Him and then we fall in love with Him, then we begin to see how much He actually loves us. And His love cannot be compared to anything, or His love cannot be reciprocated by any means. So great is His love. Who is giving us all the food from our birth? As we said, when we are born, at the time of our birth, our mother's breasts were filled with milk. This is how the Lord made arrangements for us. Then we grew up, we started to eat other things. Where did all the food come from? The greatest, the most important element for our survival is air, oxygen. Who is actually making all these arrangements for the supply of all the oxygen? We are taking oxygen and we are giving out carbon dioxide. And the trees are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. It's a perfect ecological balance. Now who made that arrangement? That we will have all the supply of oxygen and there will never be any scarcity. There will never be any dearth of the supply of oxygen. Unless of course we cut all the trees and fill the atmosphere with carbon dioxide, pumping from the automobiles and machines. That's what man is doing. The man is destroying God's creation. God has made a perfect balance, perfect arrangement, that we would, as we give out the carbon dioxide, the carbon dioxide will be taken by the trees, and the trees will give out oxygen. But what man is doing, man is cutting all the trees. So can you imagine if there is no tree on this planet, what will happen? If there is no tree on this planet, there won't be any oxygen. The whole atmosphere will become filled with carbon dioxide, and we won't have any air to breathe. So this is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead made all the wonderful arrangements for us. We have all the food that we need. We have all the water that we need to drink. We have all the oxygen that we need to breathe. He has made all the arrangements for us. But still, we do not want to recognize Him. And when I speak of God, it is not that I am speaking of some Hindu God, and the Christians have another God, the Muslims have another God. No. When you speak of God, we speak of the one without a second, Supreme Personality, who is the Supreme Creator, who is the Supreme Maintainer, and He is omnipotent, He is omniscient. He is all-powerful and He is all-cognizant. He knows everything. He knows what we need at every moment. And if we pray to Him, then He hears us. And He responds if the prayer is sincere. Just a little while ago, we sang this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is actually a prayer. The prayer to the Lord, that O all attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, please deliver me from this miserable material existence and engage me in your loving devotional service. Please deliver me from this miserable material existence and allow me to love you. This is the prayer. Here is the all attractive personality. Everybody wants to love something or somebody that he's attracted to. Now, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme object of love because he is all attractive. We become attracted to beauty. The Lord is the most beautiful. We are attracted to wealth. The Lord has all the wealth. We are attracted to someone who is strong. The Lord is the strongest. We are attracted to someone who is wise. The Lord is the wisest. We are attracted to someone who is famous. The Lord is the most famous. And we are attracted to someone who is detached. The Lord is most detached. So these are the six features of attraction, and the Lord has all the six opulences to the complete and perfect fullest extent. He is all attractive because He has all the wealth, He has all the strength, He has all the beauty, He has all the fame, He has all the knowledge, and He has all the renunciation. So anyone who becomes exposed to Him, naturally becomes attracted by him. Therefore, one of the names of the Lord is all attractive. And that word in Sanskrit is Krishna. The word Krishna means all attractive. The Sanskrit names or Sanskrit words are derived from some root. There is a root word, karshan. Karshan means to attract. And from that root word, karshan, comes the word Krishna, which means one who attracts. Attractive and one who attracts. So he is all attractive, therefore he is Krishna. So when we become exposed to him, we naturally become attracted by him. And due to that attraction, we want to love him. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a prayer that says, "My Lord, please allow me to love you." So as we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It simply means, O all attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, please allow me to love you. I want to love you. Please allow me to love you. And when you pray to the Lord in that way, then He responds. He reciprocates and he does allow us to love him. And when that loving relationship develops, then our hearts become filled with joy. And that is what everyone is hankering for. And when our hearts become filled with joy, then we do not want anything else. We feel that we got everything that we needed, that we wanted, and now we don't want anything else. And that's what happens with the devotees of the Lord. Just by receiving the love of the Lord, they don't want anything else. And then their prayer is, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitangma jagatisha kamai." I do not want any wealth, I do not want any fame or followings, I do not want the association of beautiful women. All I want is to render my expression of love to the Lord. All I want is to express my love to the Lord. All I want is to love the Lord. And not only just now or in this life, mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. Please allow me to love you in this way, life after life. That's all I want, and I do not want anything else. So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is here simply to teach everyone how to love God. This is the only purpose that we have. We are simply giving everybody the informations about the Lord. And we are showing everybody the way how to develop his loving relationship with the Lord. And when one develops, when one practices the process, then he sees that yes, it works. And the sign is, the proof is, his heart becomes filled with joy. Just like when a hungry person, when he eats, he automatically feels himself, the result of eating. When one eats, his stomach becomes satisfied, his body becomes strong. So similarly, when one develops his love for the Lord, his heart becomes filled with the joy. and he himself experiences it. It's not that somebody have to come and tell him that now that you are loving Krishna, your heart must have been filled up with joy. No, he himself sees that his heart has become filled with joy. And the sign is, he doesn't want anything else. He feels perfectly situated. And that sign of satisfaction is there in his face. Just by seeing his face, one can see that yes, his heart must be filled with joy. And his face, like a mirror, is reflecting that, the state of his heart. Therefore, we request you, please take to this process. After all, this process doesn't need anything. You don't have to pay any money, or you don't have to fulfill any condition as such. All you have to do is just accept the process. Try to understand who God is. And as you understand Him, automatically you will develop your love for Him. And the understanding actually comes in the form of revelation. It is not that we can understand the Lord, but the Lord reveals Himself to us. And when He reveals Himself to us, then we can see Him, we can recognize Him. Just like the sun, by dint of our endeavor, we can't see the sun. All we have to do is keep our eyes open. But it is the sun that comes up in the sky. And when the sun comes up in the sky, then automatically we can see the sun. So we have to wait for the sun to rise. Similarly, the Lord also reveals Himself from within the core of our hearts. And we get to see Him and we get to recognize Him. And as we get to recognize Him, then our love for Him automatically, spontaneously develops. So this is a very practical and a scientific process. It is not that we have to blindly follow anything. It is a science. It is a very practical process. If you practice it, it will automatically happen. Just like a human baby, when it practices to walk, in due course of time it starts to walk on its feet. Because he has that inherent ability to walk. The practice is there only to enable him to walk, to give that initial impetus to walk. But an animal, no matter how much you try to make him walk, he won't be able to walk on two legs. He needs four legs to walk. So, similarly, the propensity to love the Lord is there within our hearts. And only when we become exposed to the Lord, then automatically the propensity becomes manifest. So we simply have to accept the process to develop that propensity, to develop our love for the Lord. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Sri Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Okay. So we can sing some prayers to the Lord then together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Ramo Hare Hare.